Mindful penetration. Regular self-penetration is important for your vaginal health and your pelvic floor muscle health. I'm 66, postmenopausal. I don't typically incorporate penetration into my masturbation practice. So I make it a point to self-penetrate, you know, at least a couple times a month. I use Betty's barbell. I like to take an orgasm first. Definitely make sure that I'm aroused before I penetrate, because penetration without arousal doesn't feel as pleasant. So we're going to start out with a little bit of a vulva massage. Find a nice, comfortable spot. I'm laying down in my bed. I have my coconut oil handy, and I also have Betty's barbell handy, but you can use any kind of a favorite dildo for penetration. So let me get my oil, and I'm going to make sure that I am well lubed first. So I'm putting my coconut oil on my fingertips and hands. I'm going to start at my perineum and put my fingertips there and just move up hand over hand and make sure that the whole area, my outer labia, everything is all well lubricated. And then I'm going to dip my fingers in between my outer labia and just make sure that everything is lubricated on the inside. Now, I actually just finished with a full vulva massage, so I am pretty juicy already, but I did not orgasm. I'm aroused, but without an orgasm. But I think penetration is still going to feel pretty good. So just because you may have not done a vulva massage, let's just do some outer labia. You can either go move your hands up and down on your outer labia by your inguinal crease. You can kind of do a two for one, do an inguinal crease and then your outer labia. I'm moving in circles now. Yeah, that feels good. Oh, because I'm feeling aroused, even though this is feeling extra good. And then I'm going to move down, just kind of pass some fingers around my clitoral shaft. Yeah. Nice circles. I'm going to move down to my vaginal opening and just kind of put a finger, circle the opening. Maybe dip a finger in. That feels nice. Okay. Just kind of get everything ready. It may be good to do this after a vulva massage, but if you just warm up a little bit, that will help. Okay, so now I'm taking my barbell, and I'm just going to take the large end. I'm not putting it in my vaginal opening yet. I'm going to do is just run the barbell. Ooh, it feels cold. Up between my outer labia, just so it touches my inner labia. I'm going down to my perineum. It's cold, but I find it arousing. Yeah, maybe because my vulva knows what's coming next. Okay. So now I'm going to take my barbell and really put some oil on the big end. You can either use the big end or the small end, whatever feels more comfortable to you. And if you start with the small end, you can switch to the big end later. All right. So I've taken my hands, oiled it up. Now I'm going to take the large end of the barbell and I'm just putting it at the opening, my vaginal opening. I'm not putting it in yet. Squeeze your pelvic floor muscles and just kind of nibble at that big end. Feel your muscles working against the big end and nibble it. You just kind of squeeze, release. Yeah. You can take the barbell and just kind of move it You're not putting it in yet, but you're just kind of moving it in and out towards your vaginal opening. There's a ring of muscle at that vaginal opening that we need to kind of pass through. So you'll feel it. It's tighter there. And then once you get past that ring of muscle, it'll be easier. So I'm just kind of teasing right now, teasing at that muscle, pushing against it and pulling back and squeezing my vaginal opening, nibbling. Okay, now next I'm going to take a breath in. And when I exhale, I'm just going to move that end of the barbell past that ring of muscle and into my vagina. I'm not going to go far. I'm just going past that ring of muscle. So here we go. I'm going to inhale and on the exhale, go in. Ready? Ooh, it went right in. There was a little bit of resistance, but when you're aroused, you want penetration and your vagina is ready. It's expecting it and it just moves right in. So, there was a little bit of resistance, but really not much. So now the barbell is sitting right near the opening and most of it is still outside my vagina. I'm holding it with my hand on the outside. So now I'm going to take my pelvic floor muscles and I'm going to squeeze and release. Now, when I did that, the barbell moved. Try it again and see if if yours moves too. Squeeze, release. Oh yeah. Squeeze, release. Squeeze, release. And as I'm squeezing and releasing, the barbell is almost like just sinking in on its own. But if it doesn't, let's do this, okay? And let's try this. So inhale and on and squeeze. And on the exhale, release and push the barbell in just a little bit more. And just keep going till you're all the way in. I'm all the way in. Okay, so now that it's there, I mean, the barbell will stay in on its own. My vaginal barrel is kind of short. So, sometimes I have to work at it to keep it in. But I'm still squeezing and releasing. And I'm putting my fingertips on the end of the barbell that's out. So that way, when I squeeze my pelvic floor muscles and release, I'm feeling the barbell move, right? I'm getting some feedback about my pelvic floor muscle. And you can just squeeze when you squeeze, inhale, when you relax, exhale. And let's just do that a few times. Okay, now I'm going to squeeze my pelvic floor muscle. Well, let's do this first. Just kind of pull the barbell out. Your muscles are relaxed and let it drop back in again. Pull it out. Not all the way, but just like to that ring of muscles and then let it drop back in. Out, in. Feel the sensation. I can feel the large end of the barbell passing past my urethral sponge. It gives like a semi-pleasurable sensation, might feel like you have to pee. I'm not a big fan of urethral sponge stimulation. It's okay, but it's not really my favorite, but it might be your favorite. Okay. So I'm just kind of going in and out. My muscles are relaxed. In, out. And I'm moving the end of the barbell with my hand, just pulling it out and then letting the barbell drop back in. Okay, now I'm going to squeeze the barbell and pull it out while I'm squeezing. Ooh, that feels so good. I'm coming to that ring of muscles. Now I'm going to relax and let it drop back in. It almost kind of sinks back in on itself, the weighted end of the barbell. Now I'm going to squeeze again, pull it out, feel the resistance. When you get to the ring of muscles, release and let it drop back in. So I'm squeeze, 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 squeeze. Get to the ring of muscle, let it drop back in. Squeeze, release. Squeeze, release. Now, all of this feels pleasant, but I'm not going for an orgasm. I'm not stimulating my clitoris at all. My focus is on my pelvic floor muscle, feeling them engaged as I squeeze and pull the barbell out, and then relaxing and letting the barbell drop back in. Squeeze, release. Squeeze. Ooh, that feels so good. Let it pull out. Relax and just let it drop back in. If you need to push it in a little bit, that's fine too. I mean, it's all what feels comfortable to you. Squeeze as you pull out. Release, let it drop back in. Squeeze, release. Now, I am laying on my back with my legs spread, but I've also done this on my side with my legs curled and tucked up toward my tummy, and I penetrate from the back, and that feels really good too. And you can just kind of, after an orgasm, just give yourself some time and penetrate a bit. It feels really good. Yeah. You know, again, a different sensation than when you're touching your clitoris, but it does feel nice, and it's always good to be connected with your pelvic floor muscles. Now, I've got the barbell in right now, leave it in, and I'm just squeezing, ooh, and releasing. Squeeze, release. And I'm feeling the barbell move as I squeeze. Kind of toggles up and down. Okay. Now, if I wanted to, I could move into the rock and roll right here and add some vibration on the clitoris. Keep that squeeze, release going. The breath going. Well, I'm stimulating my clitoris, but and I'm thinking about it, but yeah, I'm sticking just within the sensation of penetrating. All right. Okay, I'm gonna just let it sit, let the barbell sit, breathe into it, breathe out, and now I'm just gonna relax and just pull the barbell out all the way outside my body. Feel the end of the barbell. Mine feels really hot. It always amazes me how hot it gets. And look at the barbell and see if you have any fluid. If you're seeing some white cream, that's all very normal. That's your natural lubrication. I've got a little bit of white cream, but not a lot, being postmenopausal. The coconut oil really helps with keeping it like nice and lubey. I'm going to focus for a minute on how my vagina feels. It feels good. It feels very, oh gosh, like a massage. Like I've just given myself a massage. Do you know how good it feels like when somebody rubs your feet? There's kind of blood flow. Or your neck and shoulders, it just feels kind of warm and good. That's what I'm feeling inside my vagina right now. It's not like an orgasm good feeling, but it's just kind of like I've aerated the inside, I've touched the inside, I've stimulated the tissue on the inside, and it's pleasant. It feels very, very pleasant. So stop for a moment. How does your vagina feel? Mm. I'm definitely feeling aroused right now. I could continue to go for an orgasm if I wanted to. And probably if I was doing like a long session, I probably would go for another orgasm. Yeah. So enjoy mindful penetration.